Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom Show, your bi-weekly opportunity for inspiration and positive insights shared by confident women, role modeling ways to move past chaos and into confidence, despite interesting and challenging journeys. Coming to you live now with your host, Yvonne Silver. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. It's Yvonne. Nice to meet you. Nice to greet you. It's lovely to have a live audience on the phone at the Words, Women, and Wisdom show. Because this is a live show, just a reminder that if you want to call in and talk live with either my guest, Annette, who I'll introduce in just a moment, or myself on air, the toll-free number to call in is 888-627-6008, toll-free. Or you can also dial in on a direct line, 323-744-4831. I'll repeat that number a little bit later on because we have an amazing story to share today. So just to set this in context, this show is all about elevating women's confidence in particular because our needs are a little bit different to our male counterparts. Even Sheryl Sandberg, the author of Lean In and COO for Facebook, described in her little quote here, being confident and believing in your own self-worth is necessary to achieving your potential. And I believe also that your words matter. Now, my greatest honor is to serve, supporting women professionals, leaders, and entrepreneurs to have that inner confidence, to know how to ask for what they really want and get it. And when we ask with caring and authenticity, we gain that respect from others. So we can avoid being a female leader who's, you know, heaven forbid, bossy or bitchy, but by understanding the impact that a single word can create, you can move from perhaps being in that body language of aggressive to assertive, using your feminine energy and excelling in life with ease and grace. And so I was delighted that Annette Stanwyck could join me today because one of the things that I know has definitely hung on and been negative energy in the past in some of my situations has been created through one or two crossed words. And Annette is going to talk about this whole topic of forgiveness and freedom. Powerful, powerful work that Annette has been doing. So if you haven't met Annette, let's dive in. She's an international speaker. You may have seen her talking about her best-selling book on Crossroads TV as well. I'm going to let her explain it in a minute. What she describes as a freedom facilitator, coach, and healthcare professional. And she, I've met her several times in person. She is a lovely, energetic, bubbly personality, really is freedom personified. And she has an amazing background, not just from her technical training, but also through some really exciting adventures and challenges. In particular today, though, she's going to be speaking about her journey, rising above trials and trauma and tragedy. So this excerpt today is about moving from tragedy to confidence. So welcome, Annette. Lovely to have you.
Well, thank you, Yvonne. I'm delighted to be here with your listening audience. And I really congratulate you on your talk radio show, Words, Women, and Wisdom, because we all can benefit by more wisdom and more confidence in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I think about, you know, the topic of wisdom, we have so much to share. I mean, you and I, we've been in various situations in life, and if we can maybe share one or two nuggets that will help other less seasoned, I don't want to say younger because I think I'm very young at heart and so are you, seasoned or less experienced in life women to think differently and end up in a more positive place and avoid some of the pitfalls we went through, you know, perhaps that is going to help on their journey. So I know that you have decades of experience as healthcare executive, understanding the value of relationships, emotional wellness, human behavior, and also with some of the research that you did for the book, not only your own, but, you know, looking at this, you know, these painful experiences and emotional issues and how they impact our lives and our health and our success. So maybe you could start by telling a little bit about where you started on this journey of getting in touch with freedom. Can we start there, maybe?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, Yvonne, and I think it all actually started with my dad, because my father said to me, Annette, your voice is important. Never be afraid to speak up. You can do anything you set your mind to. Disagreement doesn't mean rejection. You don't have to be afraid of anybody unless they have a gun. And there's nothing you can do to ever make me stop loving you. And I
Wow. Wow, I wish I'd had a father like that. Mine was completely at the other end of the spectrum. Completely. I think that was, you know, coming back from World War II with PTSD and getting a bullet in Dunkirk that traumatized him, and it made him and his behavior show up as just being a very angry man. So the favorite words in my house were, children should be seen and not heard. And here I am, many years later, speaking out loudly on radio.
And that is so wonderful, because I think there are many people who have had experiences just similar to yours, Yvonne, that they've been hurt by the things that people have said in their lives. So I know that I'm very privileged to have had a father that just spoke courage and love and uplifting things to me that gave me confidence to do some of the things that I do today.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly interesting when we peel back the layers of what helps women to have confidence to begin with, because my belief is that we all have it. I mean, if you watch a child trying to learn how to walk, you know, they stand up, they fall down, they stand up, they fall down. They don't give up after the first, you know, scraping of the knees and say, well, that's it, I'm not trying anymore.
That's right.
But certainly having that supportive, nurturing environment is so helpful to foster confidence.
That's right. That's right.
So you've got a number of stories and principles that are all about evolving confidence, you know, how to overcome, you know, difficult situations that may get stuck. And I gather you've been sharing this across Canada and the U.S. You're a speaker. You've addressed the Global Women's Summit in Uganda. You've been featured on the Women's Information Network, numerous radio shows, and the recipient of the prestigious Integrity Award through Rotary. What do you have to do to earn an Integrity Award? I'm curious about that one.
Well, it's based on your personal life and your business practices that embody values of the Rotary International. And I felt very honored. I guess when I spoke at Rotary, I impacted some people in a very, very deep way. And they nominated me for this award. Then they had asked me to speak on the topic of forgiveness. Yeah. And so I was really astonished when they told me I had been nominated for this award. And they had a great big banquet. There were other recipients of other awards, but I was the only one that received the Integrity Award.
Mm-hmm. And I know that one of your quotes is that, you know, forgiveness has changed your life and given you a passion to inspire, encourage, and uplift others, especially women, as they deal with their life struggles. So that's obviously a message that is being heard loud and clear. So congratulations on receiving not just that award, but also the notoriety, the speaking opportunities that are coming your way, and the best-selling book, Forgiveness, the Mystery and Miracle, is also having global impact, I gather, as well.
Yes, I feel very honored, privileged, and humbled to know that this book is reaching thousands of people globally. And it's not just an amazing story, Yvonne. It has a healing process threaded throughout that helps the reader apply the principles and the stories to their own lives, and then helps them with some questions of exploration that help them actually address some of their own issues. So someone has said it's a model for healing. And I feel, you know, I think that was even on the back of the book. I'm not sure. But I feel very, very humbled that it has reached so many people. That's my passion, is to help others find healing through forgiveness and letting go.
Mm-hmm. And this is the best-selling book, an award-winning book. And it tells the story that you unfortunately went through that was the basis for building out this wise perspective on forgiveness. So just tell me briefly the story that triggered for you. What was that point of chaos? Where did you start from? And then we'll move in. We might have to have a break, short break, sure. And then we'll move in into a little bit more. But tell me where it started.
Well, Yvonne, it started with being informed that one of my precious brothers was murdered. And I can't begin to tell you how difficult and painful that was. Mm. My brother, Soren, was a long-distance trucker, and he was found shot dead in his truck in Virginia. And because I was like a surrogate mother to my three brothers, I felt like my heart was being ripped right out of my body. And I'm ordinarily not an angry woman, but I was angry after Soren's death. We didn't know for a year and a half who had done it or why. And I began trying to identify what kind of person could do it. And one night, in an angry episode, in my bed, I was identifying the qualities that an individual must have to be able to take someone else's life. And as I processed that list that I came up with, I actually went through the alphabet, and suddenly I heard a voice. And I don't know what your listener's faith background is, but I've heard that voice several times in my life, and I've come to recognize it as the voice of God. And he said, "Annette, your brother's murderer is deeply wounded. I love your brother's murderer." Wow.
Wow.
I wrestled with that, but I finally fell asleep, realizing that it was true. And by the next morning, I said to my husband, and he was laying right there in bed beside me. He didn't hear any of this. And I told him what I'd experienced, and I said, "I hope the day will come when I can tell my brother's killer how much he's loved, and there are people in the prison setting who need to know that they are loved despite what they've done." Well, months went on, and one day we learned that there were five family members involved in my brother's death, and it was such a, you know, that when this picture opened up, I said, "I've got to get out of my motorcycle." And yes, I am a biker, babe. But I said, "I've got to get out of my motorcycle," because that's where I did a lot of processing. Mm. And I was calling out, why is my brother Soren part of this story? And then I heard the voice again. And how can I accept what I've just heard? Even though we wanted the picture to unfold, we wanted answers. And I heard that voice again, and he said, "Forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing." Well, there was the answer to my why. Why? They didn't know Soren. They didn't know who he was, how much he was loved, what kind of a wonderful individual he was. They just wanted his truck. He stood in the way, so they killed him.
Wow.
This other part, forgive them. No, I wrestled on my bike and wrestled and wrestled. And then finally I said, "Okay, God, if you want me to forgive, make me willing and make it possible." Well, I never dreamed that a few months later I'd be in the witness stand in Virginia presenting a victim impact statement. Travis, the one who had pulled the trigger in Soren's death, had confessed, so there was no trial. And And as I sat in that witness stand presenting my victim impact statement, I left no stone unturned. I could speak very clearly about the anger and the pain and the fear and the need for counseling and thought I was losing my mind. And that list goes on and on of the impact that it had on my family and myself. But then I said, Travis, there's something really important that I've learned through this whole experience, and that is that God loves you. He'll never love what you did, but he loves you in spite of what you've done. And I'm offering you God's love and forgiveness and my own forgiveness. Yvonne, at that moment, my life changed. Five people went away to serve the rest of their lives in prison as a result of my brother's death. But I came away a free woman because I had addressed my issues. I had left it all out there, but I'd made a positive choice to let go of the things I couldn't change. And forgiveness healed me, right? And letting go healed me right there on the witness stand.
Well, I know that there is a much deeper learning that came out of that. And yet, I want to stop right here and go to a short break in a moment, because I want to acknowledge that what you just shared, I mean, that is the ultimate tragedy.
Well, thank you.
The ultimate tragedy.
It was hard. It was very, very, very hard.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just play a little bit of music for a moment or two while I gather my thoughts myself, because I'm deeply touched by what's impacted you as well.
Thank you.
Just that piece already has deeply impacted me, Annette. So I would love to hear more of the story. And I think that it's really interesting how some of these experiences shape our thinking and what then comes out of that. I mean, for me, personally, the book that I'm in the process of writing myself came out of a variety of different experiences, and I think it's let's just share a little clip that talks about a little bit about the Words, Women, and Wisdom book as well.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon: Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Your book is all about freedom, peace, and joy. So let's dive in to the next piece. So you realized that forgiveness was important. And what happened after that, Annette?
Well, Yvonne, my eyes began to open after that. I came away a free woman, but my eyes began to be opened about other people. And I began to see hurting people everywhere I went, whether we turn on the television, open the newspaper, look in our communities, in our places of worship, in the workplace, in our own homes, in our own hearts. I see hurting people. And hurting people now have really captivated my heart, absolutely captivated my heart. And what I've begun to realize is that people get stuck in their painful places. They get stuck in that chaos. They get stuck in their hurts and also in the mistakes that they've made. Mm-hmm. What I've come to realize is that people don't realize that they have a choice. We don't have to stay stuck in anger and bitterness and resentment and hatred. We don't have to stay stuck in doubt and self-loathing and those things that we get stuck in.
Yeah.
And I've come to realize that really forgiveness and letting go is key to unlocking all of those things. Yeah, forgiveness doesn't excuse or erase the harmful things that's happened, but it unlocks those prison doors that we often place ourselves in unwittingly. We place ourselves in prisons because we don't know how to heal from our hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we honestly have the power to change our lives. We have the power to change our attitudes, our habits, and even our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
By changing the words we think and speak to ourselves and others. And that goes right along with your radio show and your phenomenal upcoming book, Yvonne.
Yeah. Well, two of the things you just talked about are mentioned already in the book. One of them is about lessons. You know,
yes.
I don't believe that we actually have made any mistakes in life. I believe that there are learning opportunities, lessons, and that's what it's about. So I encourage women to eliminate the word mistake, because it's not. It's an opportunity for doing something different, because you've seen the outcome of that action and that wasn't what you wanted.
That's
and
right.
Always we have choice.
And perhaps I used the wrong word, but missteps, because we do make some missteps, but what we learn from those is so important so that we don't repeat those steps.
Yes. And hopefully by listening to this show, there'll be some listeners that are avoiding some of those things as well, just by being given options and education on, you know, recognizing what some of those signs are that we're heading down a negative path and choosing something different. Because I believe that we always have a choice. There are consequences, perhaps, is the word. Depending on which choice you take, there's going to be a different response or reaction from other people. But we always have a choice, and I think it's very easy to forget that when we're highly emotionally charged. And in your case, you know, going through something so tragic really led you to discovering some keys. I think you had referenced when we first talked the keys to freedom. You developed a formula, I think, too, right?
Yes, I call it the keys to freedom in the freedom formula.
Okay.
And these have come through years of speaking and coaching and helping people deal with their issues. And so I've put it down into a 5-step formula that really helps people face their own struggles. And you said just a minute ago about having choices. You know, there's something that I really try to pound into my audiences, Yvonne, and that is, we may not have a choice in what happens. I didn't have a choice in relation to my brother's death. We may not have a choice in what happens, but we always have a choice in how we respond.
Yes.
And so this freedom formula is part of that. It helps us to deal with the struggles, the painful situations, the fears, the self-limiting beliefs and behaviors. So the first step is to face the issues. And that means to define the issues that might be creating stress or unhappiness or pain. And there may be several of those in your life. Uh-huh. Write them down, list them, and then circle the one that you want to work on. Work on one at a time. The second, so the first step is to face the issues. And it's a known fact that if we can face or acknowledge our issues, we can heal from them. A lot of people sweep them under the carpet or deny them, or it's, they're too afraid to face it, and so they don't deal with it.
Right.
The second step is to feel the pain. And that means to describe the suffering that's caused by those issues that you've just identified. And I mean, describe the pain. Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling bitter? Are you feeling afraid? Are you feeling humiliated? Are you feeling abandoned? And there's a whole plethora of feelings that come to mind. I can't even begin to list them all. But describe the suffering and the pain that's caused by those issues. And some people say, oh, I can't do it. I'm going to start crying. I'll cry forever and ever. No, your crying will stop. Or the anger, you want to beat things up, or you want to beat that person up. Get something and beat on a chair or beat on a pillow, beat on your bed. And that helps as you experience and feel that pain. The third step is to make positive choices. And we make positive choices by reading a book, writing about our struggles, getting some help, listening to radio talk shows like we're on today, Yvonne. But the important thing is to make a choice to not hang on to that pain any longer. And sometimes people have difficulty making that choice because they've allowed that pain to define them for so long. But that pain doesn't have to define them. Make a choice to not hang on to it any longer.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of different positive choices. And you know, there are maybe other things that your audience members or you can think of as well. The fourth step is to let go of the hurts. And this is actually the forgiveness step. It's where you release your grip on the anger, the fear, the shame, the regret, the guilt, and any other negative emotions that keep you stuck. Forgiveness is about letting go. It's not about excusing or erasing the harm that was done. That's not what forgiveness and letting go is about. It's about releasing your grip. And we can imprison ourselves in anger and fear and regret and shame and blame. But we need to unlock, or we need to drop those chains, unlock those handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
The fifth step is feel the freedom. It's important to be able to recognize and sense the release and the relief and the peace and the liberation we feel when we've been able to let go of the past. We can't change the past, but if we can let go of it, we can actually see it in a different light.
Uh-huh.
So the five steps: face the issues, feel the pain, make positive choices, let go of the hurts, and feel the freedom.
Lovely. And I'm feeling lighter already on my end, because I was thinking about one particular topic before we started this call. And you know, one of the things that I do encourage and talk about in the book is, you know, we know that there are going to be things that, you know, speed bumps, hiccups, maybe it is a major tragedy that are going to come up in life. So while you are in a positive state of mind, you're super elated, something amazing, positive, happy, just happen to you, that's the time to make a list of all of the things that you enjoy doing, the people that you love to be around who are supportive, so that you've got your, it's like a cheat sheet, you know, your go-to list of things you can do, people you can call when you end up in a situation that is draining you or you need help, you need support, you need something to bring you back and remind you how special life is. But do it when you're in that positive state, because you're going to need it sometime. You may as well have it ready.
Oh, I love that idea, Yvonne. I think that's really, really a great point, because when we have that positive, lighter feeling, then we need to do something with it. Something with it, and that reinforces the lightness and the freedom and the liberation that we feel.
Yeah. Well, there's many different experiences that I've been through in life that had caused me to write the book. And there's actually another little clip that I'd like to play, because it just gives a bit more context to why the book and how the book evolved. Let's play that clip.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing.
Yeah, words are so powerful. And I think about the words that you used just then in that descriptor of feeling the pain. Those are some pretty impactful words: bitter, humiliated, abandoned, shame. Anger, I mean, is a great overarching descriptor. So thank you so much for sharing that formula of how to move past it. Wow. And I think that...
And it really does work. I've used it in many of my messages. You know, when I'm speaking, I speak about letting go and living free. And I speak to a vast array of audiences, Yvonne.
Yeah.
I've spoken in universities, women's groups, men's groups, church-affiliated. I've spoken to professional associations. I can always bring my freedom formula and forgiveness and letting go into any message I present.
Uh-huh.
Because everywhere we look, people are hurting and they need help. In knowing how to let it go. And they're afraid of their pain. They're afraid to feel the pain.
Well,
so they sweep it under the carpet. And when we sweep under the carpet or push our feelings down and don't deal with them, then they come out sideways, or they actually can destroy our health, our happiness, our relationships, can even destroy our life.
Well, grief is something that touches everybody. So even that one story is so powerful. And yet there are many other instances in life where we've said something, we need to forgive somebody, and it gives a wonderful opportunity for lightening the soul, because you're not carrying that heavy burden. It's almost like unfinished business. It has, as you know, I'm trained in Reiki, it has that that negative, heavy energy, and resentment does that as well, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Resentment is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Resentment and bitterness and anger and hatred are a heavy burden that we carry. a heavy burden. And we drag people that are not able to let go of it, drag those heavy negative things around with them, and it impacts them.
Yeah.
It actually can destroy a person's health. And science is proving that when we can forgive and let go of the past, our health improves.
Absolutely.
Our blood pressure, diabetes, tendencies to, you know, to some of these very ill things in life, that unforgiveness, the inability to forgive and let go, is creating a lot of illness, not just mental and emotional unwellness, but physical ailments as well.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, I mean, my first-hand experience with my dad was because his PTSD was not either diagnosed or treated. I mean, there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of men coming back from the war. They just didn't treat them, or they didn't have enough resources to treat them. Even if he had actually acknowledged that there was some mental health challenges. So I'm grateful that we've had an opportunity to move forward and have some progress on shining the light on some of those topics. As you know, I'm the mother of a special needs son. So, you know, his needs, without, you know, going into a lot of detail on this call, are such that, you know, he's never going to be, you know, he's never going to be a rocket scientist. However, he's making a really incredible, you know, valuable contribution with his generous heart by doing his artwork and, you know, donating his profits from his print sales to Operation Smile. So we can all make a very positive difference no matter what our circumstances are. And I think with the awareness of our words, that's part of the reason that I wrote the book, is to help women just be a little bit more aware of what language we actually use and how it either empowers or disempowers us. So let's just roll that last third clip.
I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you. A woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Just one word can change your life. So if you're intrigued to pick up a copy of the book, and advanced pricing is available right now in the pre-launch, which is available through my website, wordswomenandwisdom.com, spelled A-N-D, wordswomenandwisdom.com. You'll see some special pricing there right now. Can't tell you how long it'll last, though. But just one word can change your life, and I think forgiveness has been a recurring theme for yourself in your work, Annette, and you had another formula that you had mentioned to me as well that you were wanting to share, I believe.
Yes, you know, Yvonne, as I travel around and do a lot of speaking, about and always bringing in the topic of forgiveness, so many people come up to me and say, Annette, the hardest person for me to forgive is myself. And so I'm in the process of writing a book on self-forgiveness. And I've recently created what I call the Idea Cafe of Self-Forgiveness Steps. And the reason I'm calling it an Idea Cafe, if you were to write those two words down the left side of a page, IDEACAFE, this is like a menu. These self-forgiveness steps are like a menu that you can choose from to begin the process of forgiving yourself.
Oh, lovely. That's easy to remember.
It's my idea, and I love creating models. I think it helps us remember something easier if there's a model or a formula or a process. So this Idea Cafe, the I stands for identify why you need to forgive yourself. And, you know, I was working with a client just a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her that question, and my goodness, she listed a whole page of things that just tumbled off the top of her head. And we were able to condense those down into about three or four different major topics. But right. Identify why you need to forgive yourself. The D stands for describe your failures, your feelings, and the suffering that's caused by why you need to forgive yourself. And that's, you know, describe it. And it's, as I said earlier, when we can acknowledge what we're experiencing or what we've done, we can heal from it. The E in idea stands for embrace the consequences of your actions. Now, there also may be inactions. Maybe you did something that hurt someone else, or maybe has hurt yourself, or maybe it was inaction that you were so afraid you were unable to do something. But we need to embrace it. Just wrap your arms around it and say, okay, I did this or I didn't do this, and this is what it caused, but do that without defensiveness. Just be factual about it. And then the A in idea stands for acknowledge what you've learned. You know, if we can identify what we've learned from a difficult situation, it makes all the difference. Then we don't have to continue to beat up on ourselves. If we can acknowledge what we've learned, we don't have to beat up on ourselves, and it helps us to let go. Then the next word is down the left side is cafe, C-A-F-E. C stands for compassion. Have compassion for yourself and others. What was your motivation or your intention if you hurt someone else? I would imagine that you didn't intend to, because hurtful things happen knowingly and unknowingly. They happen intentionally and unintentionally. So have some compassion for yourself, but also have compassion for the other person and the pain that you may have caused them. The A stands for apologize. Apologize. And, you know, there are three R's in making a meaningful apology, and I can't go into all of them today, but the first one, R, is regret. The second is responsibility. And the third is remedy. If we identify what you regret about what you've done, take full responsibility for it without being defensive. And what are you going to do so that you don't do it again? That's the three R's. The F in CAFE stands for forgive yourself and let go of the past. If you've been able to work through these statements above, you're going to be able to let go of that pain and that past. Because remember, we can't change the past. You can forgive yourself. It doesn't excuse or erase it, but you can release your grip on the shame, the regret, the shame, and blame where you need self-forgiveness. And the last E stands for empower. Empower your freedom. Remember a few minutes ago I said we need to give ourselves permission to feel free. as empowered women, we need to empower ourselves that we are free. So that's the Idea Cafe of self-forgiveness steps. Identify why you need to forgive yourself. Describe your feelings and suffering. Embrace the consequences of your actions. Acknowledge what you've learned. Have compassion for yourself and others. Apologize, forgive, and let go of the past and empower your freedom. And when I speak about apology, you know, you may send a letter of apology to someone, or you may speak apology. Release your grip on any expectation or any outcome you think you might have when you apologize. Because we don't know how that other person will receive your apology. They may be shocked. They may be stunned. They still may be so angry and so hurt that they can't respond. They may be stuck in their own world of pain. They may not accept your apology, but apologize anyway.
Absolutely. And I actually remember after somebody had recommended Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements.
Yes.
After I read it, I felt a strong urge to go buy another copy, put a letter of apology together for somebody special in my life, and that was a gift to them. And I never heard back whether or not they'd actually read it or got any confirmation that they understood, you know, through reading the principles. But I sure felt a lot lighter because I had done what I believed to be the right thing in the initial action, but by how it was received, clearly there was, it wasn't received in the manner that I had hoped. So that that gift of the book was a way to share what I'd learned in a manner that enabled me to provide the apology. And I felt so much lighter. So all of these steps, fabulous, Annette. I'm really excited that you're going to be building this into a new book. And I'm wondering if there are listeners that have questions that are coming up because of what you've shared, just to state again, that toll-free number, if you want to dial in, we have about 10 minutes left. It's 888-627-6008 is the toll-free number. That's the best number to call.
I'd be happy to answer any questions that anyone might have.
Wow.
It's a serious topic, and it isn't easy, but oh, it brings such freedom.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that, I can think of several examples of things that I've said in the past that I thought about afterwards and thought, you know, I could have said that differently. And again, that's part of what is shared in the book is some of my stories as well as examples from some of the interviews that I conducted with influential and competent women who were very open in their shares, and some great learnings came out of those conversations. So I'll just put it out there right now for those of you who are listening. If you have a friend who you think would benefit from the important messages shared today, you know, please have them reach out. You know, they can reach out to me on Facebook or LinkedIn or through the wordswomenandwisdom.com website in the contact page there. There will be a replay link. Obviously, you don't get the opportunity of the live Q&A, but there will be a replay link which they can be shared with them. And, you know, perhaps this is a trigger to opt to join the Women in Wisdom community. I mean, you can certainly do so as well on the web page by clicking on that bottom right-hand box on my website. Joining other women who are elevating their confidence and keeping current on book launch and upcoming events, as well as the very intriguing show guests that I'm bringing on here. So if you have listened to Annette, and I'm thinking, you know, I would love to continue the conversation. I'd like to stay in touch with Annette. Let's just share a little bit about where they can connect with you. What's the best method, Annette?
Well, they can connect with me on my website, AnnetteStanwyck.com, AnnetteStanwyck.com. And on my webpage, you'll find contact information as to how you can reach me. I'm also on Facebook, Annette Stanwyck. You can find me on Facebook. I do a few things on Twitter and a little bit on Instagram. I'm not real active there, but or you can, even if you go to my website, you can find a telephone number that you can call me, because I'm always willing to help people with their issues.
Lovely. What a kind, generous soul you are, Annette. And I'm so glad that we bumped into each other. I think it might have been a Women Talk event that we had a chance to connect in person. You loved one of Alex's art pieces, and you have that proudly hanging as well.
It's the rainbow heart, and his art really touched my soul, because my company is called Heart Message Productions. And so I speak and write heart to heart. So his piece of art, the rainbow heart, really touched my soul, and I'm very proud to be an owner of that print. Thank you so much, and thank you, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a real gift. His art is a real gift. And yeah. I have his book, the book as well, that shows many of his pieces. So it's just lovely, and I'm very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he does have his own Facebook page as well, Alex's Amazing Art. So if anyone's listening and thinking, wow, that sounds like an amazing piece of art, he does have limited edition prints as well. So, Annette, I wanted to thank you so much for sharing your message. And you've touched, obviously, a lot on the whole essence of being free from regret, free from baggage, heavy energy, and you know, if we loop back to this topic of grief, even just for a moment, because I know it's something that is so heavy and so sad and touches everybody at some point in their life. If you had three nuggets to share of things that you've learned, is there anything else that you would like to add to share with the listeners?
Well, grief comes from loss, and we've all either experienced losses in the past or will experience losses in the future. It's not just about loss of a loved one or loss of a life. It can be loss of finances, loss of reputation, loss of a job, loss of security. Those losses bring pain. And if we can muster bold emotional courage to face those difficult issues, when we can face those difficult issues, we become more brave, more confident, and more wise in facing other problems. And mm-hmm. it gives us confidence to face the future. If the most important thing I want people to know and understand is that we may not be able to choose what happens in life, but we always have a choice in how we respond. And I really encourage people to make positive choices. Make positive choices that will help you to move beyond the aftermath of whatever it is you're going through. It doesn't mean that it'll go away. It doesn't mean you'll forget it, but it helps you to see it in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to muster bold emotional courage to face your difficult issues.
Lovely.
So you can be more brave, confident, and wise.
Thank you so much, Annette. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today, and I will certainly be hopping over to your website and keeping tabs on when this new book is coming out. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today, and I hope that our listeners really do dive into this whole topic of freedom and forgiveness. Thank you so much, and everybody have a fabulous week. Bye for now.